Now the entire operation of breaking the veil is called the process of yoga. The veil is not only thick but multiple. It's not as if there is only one veil, we could just cut asunder and you are out of it. It is multiple, it has many layers of this thickness. It is multi-sided. And that is the reason why we have to have multi-sided process of yoga. This multi-sided process of yoga consists first of three processes. Purification, concentration, and enrichment. Wherever we find impurity, to purify ourselves. All impurities are mixtures, obscurities. Overlapping of one principle over the other in a confusion. These are the basic impurities. So these impurities are to be purified. Then there is a process of concentration. By concentration, wherever there is a thick veil you find, you concentrate and the veil is torn. This is the secret process of tearing the veil. Wherever there is a veil, wherever you experience a veil, you concentrate upon it, and by the force of concentration, the veil tears. This was a great discovery made by the Vedic rishis. If you want to tear the veil, how do you tear it? By the method of concentration. And thirdly, there is a process of enrichment. Our capacities today are limited, small. So these capacities are to be sharpened, chiseled, augmented, brightened, perfected. So every capacity that we have, with every capacity, this is the process to be done. But these are three processes. Details, of course, are many. But these are the three basic processes. In every system of yoga, if you analyze ultimately any system of yoga you take, whether it is Hatha Yoga or Raj Yoga or Bhakti Yoga or Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga, the three basic processes you will find in all of them are these: purification, concentration, and enrichment. Ultimately, what happens by these three processes, there is an experience of liberation. You liberate from limitation, liberation from this veil. That's the first experience that you get as a result of every process of yoga. at every step you find some kind of a liberation. The highest of this liberation comes up when you have a liberation from the sense of egoism. And when you experience the birds springing out of the cage, soaring into the bright sky of freedom, this is one of the major experiences of liberation. But at all other levels, there are some kind of small liberations. Secondly, you find an experience of some kind of ascension. You feel as if you are ascending from lower level to the higher level. Or you find yourself going from surface to the inner level and to the inmost level. You also find a process of descent. You may rise up to a certain level, and the powers of the level where you have reached are brought down on the lower level. I have learned mentally that goodwill is the most important thing in our life. Somebody tells you that goodwill is the most important thing. It's a mental idea you have now gained. Then you try to have goodwill in every activity of your life. This is an action of defense. You have attained a certain knowledge, goodwill is important. Then in every activity you translate it. You translate it in the first place in your activities of friendship. Goodwill towards friends is not easier, and you translate it. Goodwill towards neighbors whom you know or whom you don't know is a more difficult task. So you descend into those activities and you translate it. Goodwill towards enemies, much more difficult task. You translate it at a lower level, go into lower level and transform yourself. Now this is only one example. But for every higher idea or a higher consciousness, there is this process of descending. You bring it down lower and lower. So there is a constant process of ascent and descent. Or you also bring out from within. When you go inward, it's not exactly the process of descent, but the process of bringing out from within. When you go inward, then the powers which are within are brought out. When you go higher, then the powers which are above are brought down. So bringing out and bringing down, these are the two other processes. When you go inward into the psychic being, and if you can bring the psychic being, then the powers of psychic being, the sweetness of psychic being, the fire of the psychic being, the purity of the psychic being, and allow your mind, life and body to be drenched by this purity, by this light of it, by its sweetness. Let body, life and mind be drenched to such an extent that each and every corner of body, life and mind is full of the psychic waters. Everywhere there is sweetness in nature. Every vibration is sweetness. Every vibration is luminous. Every vibration is of goodwill. Everything is turned to the truth. Everything is turned to beauty. When this is done, it is first a process of change, then a process of conversion, and then a process of transformation.